This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we're about to go across enemy lines here and chat with Cody Stutes. He covers the Houston Texans at Houston Football and on YouTube. And you should follow him. I just retweeted one of his recent tweets there at G-Bag Nation. If you want to jump on there and get more Houston Texans info, you can right now from Cody Stutes. And good afternoon, Cody. How the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. Happy to be on talking some football with you guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for your insights and perspective. Now, you guys down there in Houston don't think you could actually lose this game, right?
Well, I mean, when you've watched this offensive line play as bad as it has all season long, and you know that there's a guy like Micah Parsons that could really transform and change a game like he can, then, yeah, I mean, it doesn't look great for the Cowboys in this matchup, but I wouldn't put anything past this Texans team that's played some really disappointing football this season.
Is that what's given Houston the biggest problems, is when the line can't keep the pressure off of Stroud?
Oh, it's putrid. And they made an offensive line change last week. They moved their starting center to left guard. They put their backup center in at center, and they got a little bit better than the previous week, but it'd have been a war crime if they didn't get better from the previous week. They played the Jets on Thursday night, allowed 8 sacks and 21 total pressures. Well, it dropped to only 4 sacks and 16 total pressures against the Lions team that doesn't have Aiden Hutchinson and doesn't have anybody else that really knocks your socks off when it comes to pass rush. And then the scary part was the rushing attack went away. Joe Mixon been averaging 100 yards per game or more in every game that he started and finished for this team, but they couldn't run block to save their lives on Sunday night against the Lions. And look, that's a pretty decent defense that Detroit's got, but they shouldn't absolutely shut down your rushing attack. So there's some massive offensive line issues with this Texans team. It's affected C.J. Stroud, and if they can't run block and they can't run the football, and that's sometimes been their only source of offense, this could be bowling shoe ugly on Monday between these two teams.
Cody, you know, one thing that I wanted to ask you about was Bobby Slowick, the offensive play caller, and maybe with you telling us about this offensive line, maybe that has a lot to do with it, but he's obviously one of these hot commodity, huge names, maybe head coaching candidate. Is he still this year what he was thought to be going into the offseason, where he's one of the best up-and-coming coaches?
No, hell no. Not at all. I mean, he's taken a huge step back as a coordinator, and he's just become sort of he's paralyzed in games, and whatever they worked on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, it almost feels like he has to do those things. And it's worked a couple of times where they've had some big first halves, and then the slightest adjustment by the opposing defense, and he just gets stuck, and he can't adjust on the fly, and he can't change things. They haven't scored a second-half touchdown since week 6. It's awful. And even when they scored that second-half touchdown against the New England, the previous week they didn't score a second-half touchdown. Like, they're awful in the second halves. And I know that halftime sometimes gets overrated as to what you can do, but they come out just flat as flat can be, and one slight adjustment by an opposing defense just kind of throws them out of whack. Now, look, Nico Collins has been gone for a month plus. Like, they've had some issues. Diggs gets hurt a few weeks ago, but nothing. I mean, you can't score any points in the second half. Like, it's been really bad, and Slowick gets very set in his ways, what he believes will work.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Work and what he believes is going to work is what he sticks to. He doesn't get out of his comfort zone very often. And once C.J. Stroud made a mistake in the second half against the Lions, he sort of turtled and just kind of ran the ball a whole bunch. And we just talked about how they couldn't run the ball very well. So, yeah, Slowik lost a lot of juice from last year where, you know, teams were thinking he could be on that head coach trajectory. I mean, if he doesn't get better, then DeMeco Ryans needs to have a serious conversation at the end of the season about Bobby Slowik.
Did Slowik drop that play the other night where Titus Howard takes the ball away from C.J. Stroud?
Oh, boy, that was awful. I mean... Will Anderson's probably not going to play, but maybe Titus can get a snap or two at defensive end since he wants to strip the quarterback. I mean, that was bad. And Titus is inconsistent over there at right tackle. The tackles have been okay, and even with the pass block, it's the interior that's an issue. And then Titus said, I was trying to hold him up. I'm like, that's not what happened. You were trying to pull the Caleb Williams from OU a few years ago where you tried to go and get it, and it didn't work. It looked bad. That was a bad deal.
Cody, you just kind of mentioned there that you don't feel like that Will Anderson's going to play this week.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he played at a much lower level at the end of last season when he was dealing with an injury.
Sure.
And he even said as much earlier this year, I didn't even recognize myself. He got rolled up on pretty bad in the Jets game on Thursday night. He missed last week. He didn't practice today. I'd be surprised if he's not closer to 100% when they put him out there than say, 80 and we can use him, mainly because they've got Danielle Hunter on that other side. He's been really, really good for them.
It's Cody Stoots, covers the Houston Texans at Houston Football. You can catch his stuff on YouTube as well. Does it matter to Houston fans that they are playing Dallas? Is there anything to the rivalry like we have in baseball and basketball?
There's definitely some juice to this for Houston fans. I don't know that I really ever noticed it from Dallas fans, but there's certainly some hopes that, hey, if you're going to win and bounce back, like this is a great team to bounce back against. I've had some fans, fans can sometimes get a little out there, like, I don't care if they lose the rest of them as long as they beat Dallas. There is a little bit of hate for the Cowboys from the Texans, and I think that does exist as a team that they would love to hand they lost to, more so than just about anybody else on the schedule.
What's going on with these corners? I saw you tweeting about a couple big names missing practice.
Yeah, Kamari Lassiter, he took a little friendly fire when Jimmy Ward ran into him on Sunday night. He's in concussion protocol, and I'd be shocked if he plays in this one. He's been fantastic as a rookie cornerback. And then Derek Stingley has a hip injury. And with Stingley, you never know if he needs like a day off and then he's back out there, or if this is something that's going to linger. He's had some soft tissue injuries in his history, but, a hip injury is a little bit more serious. If they can't play Stingley, that cornerback room is going to be – I mean, CeeDee Lamb's going to have a field day with them. It's two backups that are not very good, or it's Jeff Okuda coming off of IR. He hadn't played since week one of the season, so there's some real concern about – two of the best defensive players in both Will Anderson and Derek Stingley not playing, and then You know, Lassiter's been one of their better guys too. So if he doesn't play, they better get to the quarterback, or you know, this is not a crew that can cover a whole heck of a long time.
Having Nico Collins coming back, I mean, what does that do for the offense? The explosive plays seem like he's one of the best in the league.
Well, I hope it makes them at least an average passing attack. I mean, there was a time early in the season when Collins and Stephon Diggs were both playing that the Texans spent some time at the top or near the top of overall passing. And, you know, Nico's been down for a few weeks, and they can't seem to get anything going consistently. Nobody can get open except for Nico Collins. So Diggs is obviously hurt. These other guys that are out there, they can't get open. Even Tank Dell, his separation is almost non-existent. Guys are too physical with him at the line of scrimmage, and he doesn't get open fast enough for C.J. Stroud to make quick decisions. Collins is the guy that can get open. He can win fast. He can win over the middle. He can win on a deep ball that's kind of a 50-50 ball. They don't have anybody else that can do that on this offense. And so I hope that he at least brings the floor up a whole lot higher. I don't know exactly how high the ceiling's going to go. He's certainly going to make them better, and he can win a quick route and let C.J. Stroud get things out on time. And he's the only one that can do that. So hopefully he makes him look like at least an average passing attack while he's out there.
We're learning a bunch about the Houston Texans here with Cody Stutes here in Houston. He covers the Houston Texans at Houston Football. What do you think about C.J. Stroud here as a top quarterback prospect for the future? Is that still in line?
I would say yes. I mean, there are 5 to 10 plays a game where only him and 4 or 5 other guys in the league could make that play. And you're talking about the Lamars, the Mahomes, the Josh Allens of the world. And there's some step back to him too. Look, I think the pressure has gotten to him a little bit here in the past few weeks. It's created some messy footwork, and he doesn't pull the trigger as quick and as accurately as he did last year when he had those long stretches last year where he was really good. So I think D'Amico Ryan said it today. He wants C.J. Stroud to go out there. He wants him to cut it loose, rip it all over the field, have fun. And I think really what he's saying is, hey, trust what you see. Stroud mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to do too much sometimes. I'm not just taking what's there. And that's what he was doing a little bit in the first half against Detroit when they got that lead is, hey, first thing was there, put the foot in the ground, get the ball out on time. And when he can do that, he's a whole lot better from just the stuff that every quarterback can do. And then his ability to make something out of nothing sometimes is just incredible. I mean, he does that drifting thing where he drifts and drifts and, you know, doesn't try to run to get the first down, but just kind of waits for somebody to get open. That's going to be a bigger weapon now because Collins is really good on the scramble drill with C.J. Stroud. But, yeah, he's still well on his way to being and staying one of the top QBs in this game. It's a little bit less impressive than last year from an overall standpoint, but there's still plenty of wow moments from C.J. Stroud.
You brought up Stephon Diggs, obviously out for the season. How was that going, and do you think Houston would like to keep him long-term?
It's tough to figure out what's going to happen with Diggs because of the knee injury. I mean, he probably wouldn't be ready till October next year. I mean, the market that look, they changed his contract and turned it into a one-year deal, and I'm sure the hope from him was have a big year and go be a quarterback a wide receiver that somebody invests in big time in free agency. Well, that's not happened coming off of his first big, you know, major knee injury in his early 30s. So as far as like comfort level, I think Diggs would be pretty comfortable hanging around trying to be a guy that shows up maybe in October next year and helps the Texans out from, you know, midseason on. He seemed to really enjoy playing here. The other wide receivers loved him. They talked about how many different things he taught them. You could see it on the practice field. Like there weren't very many wasted moments. He was always grabbing a wide receiver and walking through or showing them this. And I think some of Nico Collins' success has been, you know, obviously building on what he did last year, but just some of the different things that Diggs was able to teach him. Collins said earlier in the year that the list is too long for me to explain how much I've already learned from Stephon Diggs. I would tell you, if I was Diggs and I was the Texans, I'd be interested in, you know, maybe one more year of this relationship, because none of that bad Minnesota, bad Buffalo stuff had gotten anywhere close to showing up. They were winning. He was getting catches. He was producing. There wasn't anything for him to be upset about before the injury.
Hey, Cody, it looks like on defense, though, they hit on this rookie, though, with this Kalen Bullock. Talk about I'd seen him play at USC, thought he was a corner playing safety. Kid looks like a ball hawk for this Texans team.
Yeah, they've let him play center field and just try to make the other 10 guys right, and a lot of times he's doing that. He doesn't help a ton in coming up and helping on run plays. And
slight guy
he doesn't do a whole lot of that, but he just – and I think it's because they trust him to know where the ball's going and what the opposing offense is trying to do. He just finds himself around the football.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the rookie leader in interceptions. He does a lot with the ball in his hands when he does intercept the ball. And they've been able to – or they've had to put him out there a lot with some of the injuries that they've had at the safety spot. But I think the goal was by the end of the year for him to be sort of a consistent starter. And he sort of forced his way on the field early. He was getting like 60% of the snaps the first few weeks. And then, boom, he was – like a 98% of the snaps guy, and he's never looked back. He's been a real nice find for Nick Caserio as a late third rounder.
Nick, you've seen the AFC now for 10 weeks. Could you see Houston making a run to the Super Bowl? Can anybody unseat the Chiefs?
No, this feels very much, unless something changes in the next 7 games, this feels very much like your typical Houston Texans season. You win the AFC South because the division stinks. You don't even have to worry about winning the division because the other 3 teams are so bad. You find yourself as the 4-5 matchup that kicks off Wild Card Weekend on Saturday afternoon. Maybe you get a little lucky because that team doesn't show up and you beat them, and then you go on the road to one of the AFC elites and you get beat up because you're not one of the AFC elites. Like, they've got a long way to go before they'd even think about considering themselves in the same league as Baltimore and Kansas City and even Buffalo. And they beat Buffalo earlier this year, but I wouldn't trust them to go on the road and take on Buffalo in cold weather. Like, I wouldn't trust them to handle their business in that matchup. Defense travels, but you can't do much when your offense can't be consistent and put points on the board. So they're clearly a class below the tops of the AFC elites.
Great stuff, Cody. Enjoy the game. We'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate you.
Cody Stutes, follow him on YouTube and on X, and you'll be smarter about the Houston Texans.
Wow.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com